Hi, I'm Bill Arnold. Thank you for listening to this highlight from Real Recovery. More on this topic is available at myfaithradio.com. Your support makes this possible. Thank you. George, in the third step, is it fair to say that we need to ask Jesus for your honesty, courage, and even the willingness to even come to a place of confession and honesty and everything else?
I think everything that is going to get us more godly, more holy, we need to pray for, because that desire isn't in us. Let's face it, none of us wanted to quit using. The desire comes from God and the Holy Spirit. And so, yeah, we do. We need to pray for that.
All right. Talk a little bit, George, about the step five as it relates to confessing to another human being.
Because
can't we just go to God?
Well, we can. We're not going through a priest here because we don't have access otherwise. We do have access straight to Christ. But what we want to do, it helps in our accountability, and it puts some skin in the game for us that we really can't just kind of blow by everything and go, okay, I did that one. I did it in my head. You actually have to write this out. Set up an appointment with somebody that you trust, maybe your minister, maybe your sponsor. I prefer doing it with a man of the cloth. And it helps to realize that we're not by ourselves, too, that there's a human connection here.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't need it to access God, for sure.
And most people in need of recovery feel unworthy of a relationship with God.
Right.
And I think part of the confession is to lay yourself bare in front of a complete holy God who sees you as broken and completely lovable in every way. And he loves us so much that he went to the cross to die for us.
Right. And if we're faithful to confess our sins, he's faithful to forgive us. And this isn't going to be the last time we sin. It's not the last time we're going to ask for forgiveness. So I want to get into the habit of doing this. But this is a big deal. I think a lot of people that I've met in recovery that don't know Jesus go by this one. I believe that our addiction is idolatry and really we're our own God, Bill.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of people do this step to make they feel better about themselves after they confess. Well, what are you confessing to?
Mm-hmm.
The person sitting across the table? That's deadly, eternal dead. You know, we need Christ in there.
Mm-hmm.
Eternal dead. I could have said that better, but I think
you could have said
that
a lot better.
Eternally dead.
Yeah, you could say that better.
Okay, maybe after the break I'll come back. But that's the point. I want to make sure that I confess to someone who can forgive my sins, and that's Jesus.
Thanks for listening. Your support makes this podcast stream possible. Information available at myfaithradio.com.